Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. Got a fabulous show planned for you this afternoon, listeners. Going to be playing songs by artists that will be appearing at the Ninango Country Music Festival, okay? And that's at the Ninango Showgrounds from the 11th to the 15th of September, okay? And there's going to be some sensational artists there. The headliner on Thursday evening, which you can just go and see. If you don't want to see the entire event, just go on Thursday, okay? And you'll be able to see Lonnie Lee. Yes, Lonnie Lee is the headliner there. And you'll be able to see him for $20. Simple. If you want to go for the entire event, well, that's going to cost you a little bit more. But if you want to find out about it, just go on to Google and check out Ninango Country Music Festival from the 11th to the 15th of September. I'm going to start the show off by playing a song by one of the regulars. Now, this chap's been going to this entire event, I think, since it started some 21 years ago. This is the 21st year of this particular event. And he's been going to each and every one, I'm sure of it. Going to play a track by Dean Perrott. Now, Dean's got a brand new single out at the moment. It's a song called A Big Thing in a Small Town.
Shattered dreams and broken hearts, the local paper read. The meatworks closed its doors for good that day. All the warmth had faded, the magic disappeared. 300 families packed and moved away. Now Johnson's corner store can't feed them anymore, and the Bowsers at Red Servo have gone dry. Those who moved on early can make a brand new start, while those who stay will barely just get by. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come round every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. That big old mining company have sent their people in to sink the test holes down and find our worth. They say there'll be a calling for 1,000 local jobs. Could this be a blessing or a curse? Now Billy Mack the ringer just scored a grand old job that earns him 3 times more than saddle. He'll buy a brand new cruiser, pay the mortgage on his place. Now he doesn't have to move away. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of his heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. It's just a place on the highway, while others only dream this place will always be their home. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay.
There we go, folks. What a way to start a show of Corner Country. Australian country music at its finest. Dean Perrott, one of Australia's finest bush balladeers, along with Jeff Brown, who's going to be at this festival as well. And also Brian Latton. Now, I first met Brian last year at this particular festival, Nanango Country Music Festival, and this is its 21st year, okay, to be held at the Nanango Showgrounds from the 11th to the 15th of September. Now, if you do want to see Lonnie Lee, as I said, you don't have to go to the entire event, okay? He's on Thursday, the 12th of September, and I believe it's $20 just to go in and see Lonnie. I mean, you'd never get to see that man play for that kind of money anywhere else, okay? So do yourself a favour, folks. You know you want to. Lonnie Lee, the last man standing, one of Australia's finest singers, and he's been doing it for an awful long time now. Now, we mentioned Brian Letton before. I'm going to play a track by him. The song we've selected is a number called The Wheels of Cobb & Co. Brian Letton, folks.
Over hills and valleys, through mud and blinding rain, through scorching sun and choking dust, across the saltbush plains. They lurched and bumped and rattled, they helped Australia grow. They grabbed a slice of history, the wheels of Cobb and Co. A man named Freeman Cobb, back in 1853, brought about a coach line to serve Victoria's needs. Expanded to New Zealand, then New South Wales, and so northward into Queensland rolled the wheels of Cobb and Co.
There we go, folks. That's Brian Letton, the Wheels of Cobb & Co. And as I said, I met him last year at this festival, Nanango Country Music Festival, and what a sensational guy and also country music singer, songwriter. Absolutely fabulous. Now, if you do want to have a crack at being a walk-up artist, I should let you know that you can be a walk-up artist at this particular event as well, okay? The walk-up artists are from Sunday the 8th. Through until Thursday the 12th of September, okay? And that's hosted by Clary Weller and Sue Bradley. And they've also got bush poets that are going to be there as well. So if you love your bush poetry, they've got the Bush Poets Breakfast, and that's Gary Fogarty and also Ray Essery And there's another one, I think, Bill Keynes. They're all going to be there looking after the bush poetry side of things. So if you want to go and be part of a fabulous event, you better make your bookings fast, okay, because the tickets are going fast, the campsites are going fast. It is about 6 weeks away, but don't leave it till the last minute, okay? Otherwise, you're going to be the sorry one. Continuing on with the music now, Lance Birrell is going to be at this particular show. Now, I met Lance at the Bingara Country Music Festival for the first time this year, and a fabulous guitar player, country singer, no stranger to the stage, listeners. Going to play a song for you by him called, and this is a bit of a favourite of mine, I Love Beer. And yes, I do indeed love beer. Lance Birrell, folks.
She only loved me for a second, but I held. Sometimes a heart don't recognize when it's been pushed to the limit. And I've never been a praying man, but that might change tonight. I gotta get one thing off my chest before I get off of my mind. I believe in heaven, and I believe in hell. I believe in dealing with the cards we're dealt. I believe in late night medication. That's why I'm here. I don't believe in her, but I believe in beer. Name on it, so if you could be so kind, I'm gonna be a brand new man when I walk out tonight. She's probably hoping I'm alone, trying not to cry. Well, I'll have a baptism of fire about to taste away that Calvin dry. Now I believe in heaven, I believe in hell. I believe in dealing with the cards we're dealt. I believe in late night medication. That's why I'm here. I don't believe in her, but I believe in beer. I believe in heaven, and I believe in hell. In dealing with the cards we're dealt. I believe in late night medication. That's why I'm here. I don't believe in her, but I believe in beer. I don't believe in her, but I believe in beer.
Hey, there you go, folks. I believe in beer. Lance Birrell believes in beer. Every Aussie man believes in beer. And if you want to have a beer out there, they've got a canteen and a bar, and it's open all week. So if you don't take your own, you can buy some there. Continuing on with the music now, I'm going to play a song, and this one's by Neville Anderson. Now, I've not seen Neville. I've not met Neville. But I hear he's got some mighty fine music. Now, the song I'm going to play for him is a number that's been done by a lot of Australian artists, okay? The song is a number called The Band Played Waltzing Matilda. Neville Anderson.
When I was a young man and carried a pack, I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green banks to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, when the country said, son, there's no time for roaming, there's work to be done. They gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the laughter, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and then he rained us with shell. And in 10 seconds flat, he'd blown us to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury the slain. The Turks buried their men and then we buried ours. Then we started all over again. They collected the blinded, the wounded and maimed, all the brave wounded heroes of Suvla, the armless, the legless, the crippled, the insane. And they shipped us back home to Australia. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be. I thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to weep and to mourn and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared, and then turned their faces away. So now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parades pass before me, and I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving old dreams and past glories. But the old men march slowly, their bones stiff and sore. They're tired old men from a tired old war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men, they answer the call. But year after year, those old men disappear, and soon no one will march there at all.
Hey, what a great song, folks. What a fabulous song. And the band played Waltzing Matilda. Now, I know Johnny Williamson's had a go at that one. It was actually written by Scottish-born Australian singer-songwriter Eric Bogle back in 1971. Now, the song describes war as futile and gruesome, while criticising those who seek to glorify it. The song is exemplified in the song by the account of the young Australian serviceman who maimed during the Gallipoli campaign. Yep. And the band played Waltzing Matilda, and wasn't that a heck of a war? Thankfully, we won't have one of those ever again, hopefully. Continuing on with the music now, this one is Katie Hindall. And Katie, I've not met either, okay? So I'm so looking forward to meeting her along with other artists that I have not yet met at this country festival, Nenango Country Music Festival. She's going to sing a song for us right now, folks, and it's called Ready for the Ride. Katie Hindall.
I've been on many roads in my own life that have led to different kinds of places I never thought I'd see. Some perfect and some were dark. I made mistakes and I gave my heart to people who threw my love away. I've got the hours till I fell. Maybe soon I'll leave the ground, no more spinning.
Go, folks, ready for the ride. Katie Hindle. Well, she was born in Western Australia. Now she's an award winner, and she stepped on the stage at the tender age of 9. Can you believe that? 9 years of age, a graduate of WAAPA and both the Junior and Senior Academy of Country Music. Now, Katie has since regularly toured Australia, performed at major festivals across the country, as well as shared the stage with many established artists, including Lee Kernaghan, Becky Cole, Adam Harvey, Travis Collins and Amber Lawrence. Folks, the list goes on. She is going to be at this festival, Nanango Country Music Festival, from the 11th to 15th of September. Going to play a song now by another one from this one, Ernie Constance. This is a good song, okay? It's a number called Men of Timber.
And coastal ranges, where the tallest of the hardwood timber stands, in the finest old tradition of men who earned their living with their hands. They drew the hardwood logs down from the ranges and the ancient blue old hills. For over a century, logs with axes and with cross-cut saws, they toiled all day from first grey light of dawn. In the shadow of the mountain, a vibrant timber industry was born. By ridge and winding river, with bullock teams, they sneaked the timber down. A slab hut for the settler, and shingles for the hardware store in town. In the footsteps of the pioneers, the timber town soon grew. By mountain ash and stringy bark, new log roads pushing through. Your rafters for me front porch, a weatherboard hotel. Oh, mighty men of timber, you have served your country. With power saws and dozers and diesel trucks, the wheels of progress speed. While the forest grow undaunted. Felled trees replaced by fertile growing seed. But the seeds of discontentment have been planted in the cities and the towns. For the greenies and the bureaucrats have sworn to close the timber forests down. Now the bush is standing silent, the saws are standing idle in the mills, while expensive foreign timber is pushing up our monthly import bills. While the bush will stand forever, from the Dane tree to Tantawangalo, one question left unanswered: where will all the men of timber go? In the footsteps of the pioneers, the timber town soon grew. By mountain ash and stringy bark, new log roads pushing through. Your rafters for me front porch, oh weatherboard hotel. Oh mighty men of timber, you have served your country well. Oh mighty men of timber, you have served Australia well.
There you go, folks. Ernie Constance, what do you think of that one? Fabulous singer-songwriter, and the music is just continuing on. I got a song coming up in a moment by Steve Sparrow, and then I got one by Jeff Brown. Now, Steve Sparrow was born blind, folks. I met him at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival earlier this year. Born completely blind, and what a fabulous entertainer he is, okay? I did an interview with him some months back. I can't remember when exactly, but it is on the podcasts, which are on allaussieradio.com.au. Just go to the podcasts and look for the shows that are marked Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and you'll find him there. The song we're going to play by Steve Sparrow is a number called Big Old Land, Australia.
Where roly-poly grass keeps rolling through, from Gidgee trees to where the anthills stand, through Simpson's sprawling desert to the mighty Uluru. Ah, you make me feel at home, yes you do. Where the Murray River glistens in the sun, on her gentle twisting journey through this land, from vast rolling plains to Kosciuszko Range, the country shines in Namajira's hands. It's a long and winding road, just 1,000 k to go, a long way to anywhere out here. From every cornerstone, I love this island home. The big old land down under, Australia. When the fall of absent rain on dusty soil sees a smile replace the weary hearted frown, good old Mother Nature, no favourites in the deal, a game of chance, the card she hands around, just to see the country flourish after rain. Our vision simple words cannot explain. I stand here for a moment, soaking in the beauty rare, on the edge of the never, never land. It's a long and winding road, just 1,000 k to go, a long way to anywhere out here. From every cornerstone, I love this island home. The big old land down under, Australia. Oceans white surround her sandy shores, the Southern Cross decorates her flag. A nation built on mateship and handshakes ever strong, there's no other ground on which I'd rather stand.
on the breeze. I see a wedge-tail eagle soar up high. Such magic all around me speaks to this heart of mine, an ancient voice beneath a southern sky. It's a long and winding road, just 1,000 k to go, a long way to anywhere out here. From every cornerstone, I love this island home, the big old land down under Australia. I said it's a long and winding road, just 1,000 k to go, a long way to anywhere out here. Yeah, from every cornerstone, I love my island home, the big old land down under Australia. Yes, it's a big old land down under Australia.
There we go, folks. That is Steve Sparrow, and he is a fabulous singer-songwriter, entertainer, and I cannot wait to catch up with him at this Nanango Country Music Muster. I'm going to play you a track now by Jeff Brown. Now, Jeff Brown is a sensational Australian bush balladeer. I think he's definitely one of the finest, and he believes that a good bush ballad tells a story that will touch the hearts of every Australian. Jeff grew up on a family property on the Darling Downs in Queensland. Now, back in 2000, he bought an old value liner Mac and has been an owner driver since. So Jeff, when he's not doing country music performances, he drives cotton around. Yeah, he does cotton deliveries, and I think he might do wheat as well. Jeff sings songs about life on the land and trucking industry, okay, relating to both in his personal way. He's a fabulous singer-songwriter, and I'm going to play you a song by him now. It's a number called After January Rain.
Well, I've been down that Diamantina underneath that western sky when the plains were decked in mirage and the water holes were dry. When the bleaching bones of cattle lay like tombstones in the sun, and the dust storms blew relentless on the big Monkeyra run. I have seen the sandhill flowers full of color all ablaze, and I've sweated in a saddle working 15-hour days. I've smelt the scent of Gidgee after early winter rains, and I've known the glare to blind me on those Diamantina plains. I have seen fat shorthorn bullocks with their hips and shoulders wide marching to trains at Winton, and it filled my heart with pride. We were Diamantina ringers, and we'd mustered up the mob. We'd nursed and fed the cattle, we knew how to do our job. I have worked the old Georgina when my fields of youth were greener, and I've seen the channels 55 miles wide shining silver in the noonday, and at night the stars like diamonds. No more light my skies at midnight where my creaking bones reside. All in all, I guess I'm richer than the bloke who lives beside me in his gated city mansion where he seldom sees the stars. Me, I'd sooner the Georgina or the dusty Diamantina than a mansion in this city, this big prison without bars. Some now sing of old Cork Station
Well, I wonder, have they been there? And those big fat shorthorn bullocks, were they ever really seen there? And the sleepy shining channels, and those diamond studded skies, were they seen at break of daylight when a dawn breeze softly sighs? That's the hour when hearts are lifted and the bush folk know they're gifted with the grandness of the rivers and the sandhills and the plains. And we bear the pain of hardship and the dreary desolation, 'cause we feel the price is worth it after January rains. Yeah, we feel the price is worth it after January rains.
Ah, there we go, folks. From the More Times Than I Remember album, the song is called After January Rain. Got about 23 minutes to go, folks, before I hang up the headphones. Going to be playing you some music now by artists that will be appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, which is on from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting this band last year and watching them perform. Absolutely sensational. They go by the name of the Barley Shakes. They're an Irish Celtic band, and the track we've selected for your listeners is a number called Step It Up, Mary.
Larglin, there's a maiden young and fair. Oh, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. She had long and golden hair. Countryman, he came a-riding up to her daddy's gate on a brown and milky white stallion, and he came on a stormy night. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it up, Mary, if you can. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countryman. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have land beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and the gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, as she lacked a cent to any man. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it up, Mary, if you can. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Soldier, and to him I pledge my hand. I don't want your gold or silver, you can keep your lousy land. Mary's father spoke up sharply, you will do as you are told. You'll marry him on Sunday and he'll wear that band of gold. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it up, Mary, if you can. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Of Killarg, there's a deep stream running by. Mary drowned herself on Sunday. She had run with a soldier boy. From the cottage, there's music. You can hear her daddy sing. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Sunday is your wedding ring. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it up, Mary, if you can. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it up, Mary, if you can. Step it up, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Thank you.
there we go, listeners. The Barley Shakes from the Fringe Dwellers album. Brewed in Ireland, they are distilled in Australia. The Barley Shakes are a Celtic band with worldly influences, combining intense energy, beautiful harmonies, and driving dance rhythms in their live performances. Had the pleasure of seeing them last year at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and I'd love to be able to catch up with them again this year. Moving right along with the music now, folks. We're going to play another song by one of the artists that will be performing there at that Boney Mountain Folk Festival. Goes by the name of Steve Passfield, and the track we've selected is a number called Australian Spirits.
The creeks have overflowed, 2 foot of water through the house, lost most of what they own. Cattle drowned or washed away, with them their livelihood. It hasn't been the best of days, things haven't been too good. They closed the factory down today, it's cheaper to import. The workers won't end up with much when it's finally through court. Another bunch of country folk, they're on the welfare line. And if you were to ask them, well, they've seen better times. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters through and through. Stand up and be counted, do what you can do. Get you down, do what must be done. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters, everyone. It's there in the athletes, the swimmers have it too. In each one of the Aussie team, it's in me and in you. We may not be swimming or running for gold. Back us into a corner and it's there to behold. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters through and through. Stand up and be counted, do what you can do. Don't let the bastards get you down. Be done. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters, everyone. At the Battle of Vinegar Hill, convicts fought for liberty. In the Shearer's strikes of Queensland and the Eureka Stockade. It's there in our history, stand tall, don't be afraid. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters through and through. Stand up and be counted, you can do. Don't let the bastards get you down. Do what must be done. It's the Australian spirit, we're fighters, everyone. It's the Australian spirit,
we go, folks. That is Steve Pasfield from the Going It Alone album and the song, of course, Australian Spirit. I'm going to play you a track now by Alice Benford. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting Alice at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and I think this is her first year at this particular festival, okay? It's the Boney Mountain Folk Festival from September 20 to 22. I think it's her first time there. But did have the pleasure of seeing her at Crow's Nest and look forward to catching up with her. The song we're going to play by her is a number called Long Black Skirts.
From Ireland, Mr. Lynch sailed the high seas. He landed in Australia amongst the wallabies. Drowning in isolation, a dream in his eyes, he fashioned a life with his bride by his side. Now Ellen, his wife, was known for a Gaelic dance. She bore him four daughters from their romance. A familiar sight in long black skirts were Mary Kate, Nell and Rose. Timber cutter by trade, kept food on the table. Long days away, worked his land when he was able. Eager to lend a hand, girls' thoughts never stray. Working with the morning sun, crosscut saws and bullock drays. Word spread of the sisters throughout the land, how they could swing an axe as good as any man. A familiar sight in long black skirts were Mary Kate, Nell and Rose. La 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 la. Tells us of heroines in the bush, the many roles that these strong women took. Groans from fallen timber, you no longer hear. Ringing of a bullock bell, slowly in the dust disappears. Hardships faced by many who will. Lynch sisters with the timber cutter skill. A familiar sight in long black skirts were Mary Kate, Nell and Rose. A familiar sight in long black skirts were Mary Kate, Nell and Rose. Yeah, Mary Kate, Nell and Rose. Mary Kate, Nell and Rose.
Now let's bend for their listeners, Long Black Skirts. Got time for two more tracks before I put the horse in the stable and kick back on the porch with a beer or a jack. Going to play you a song now by a gentleman named Errol Gray. Now I saw Errol at the festival, the country music festival or the folk festival out there at Boney Mountain. And he's a comedian, a comedic country singer. Very funny man indeed. The song I've selected for you is a number called The Lawnmower Man. Errol Gray, folks.
I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. I hate the sun and I curse the rain. If grass grew in winter and your backyards were paved, I wouldn't mind being a lawnmower man. Mrs. Brown's sunbaking topless is not a pretty sight. rolls of fat and stretch marks and acres of cellulite. She looks at me with goo-goo eyes as I'm around and round. Well, do yourself a favour, put your clothes on, Mrs. Brown. Well, I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. Well, Kenny's got a crop in that's looking pretty prime. I always skip a butter tune just around Easter time. One day he caught me, said, why are you taxing me? Said, you better blame John Howard, mate, it's GST. Oh, I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. Oh, I hate the sun and I curse the rain. If grass grew in winter and your backyards were paved, I wouldn't mind being a lawnmower man. A lady down Baronia Street who loves some whinge and wine. She said, you haven't called for ages, why don't you come on time? I had to politely tell her, it's been flooding for a week. Ah, she said, I thought it was a really high tide in the creek. Oh, I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. There's a mongrel dog in Lyons Road who knows which day I call. Sure, he eats three cans of pal just the night before. He does his constitutional in the long grass where I mow, and grins as I get splattered from head to toe. Well, I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. I hate the sun and I curse the rain. If grass grew in winter and your backyards were paved, I wouldn't mind being a lawnmower man. Mowing can get boring and you start to fantasize. The young blonde in Unit 5 is asking you inside. Ooh. She takes you by the hand and steps out of her dressing gown. Then someone taps you on the shoulder. Oh, it's Mrs. Brown. Well, I'm the lawnmower man. I'm cutting your grass again. I hate the sun and I curse the rain. If grass grew in winter and your backyards were paved, I wouldn't mind being a lawnmower man. Yes, I am the lawnmower man.
What's that, Mrs. Brown? You can't pay me this week. That's all right, you can fix me up next week. What do you mean, do I want to cut it out? Oh, come and put your clothes on, Mrs. Brown. Just pay me next week, it's all right. Well, maybe just this once.
They're all grey.
Never happened to me.
A lawnmower man. Going to finish up with this track now, folks. This is by Pete Smokey Dawson. And had the pleasure of catching up with Pete at Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station. And he was at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival last year, will be again this year. And this is a really good song by him, okay? It's a number called Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past.
That no longer works stands useless above the land. The tanks and troughs are all dry, rusted full of sand. Fences are all broken, lay rotten on the ground. The roof is gone from the keeper's hut, silence all around. Wide was broken by the rattle of iron as the wind began to blow, and the only other sound was the cry of the passing crow. Many years have come and gone since you drove the past this way. This camp was abandoned long ago, a relic of a bygone day. Stock roots of Australia and stockmen of the past. They may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, strong on the stock roots of Australia. is where they steal from. When day was done and the sun went down and the moon and stars shone bright, I believe I saw them ride again through the shadows of the night. As a ghostly vision of drover and mob drifted across the plains, I fancy I heard the horse bell ring, the rattle of the hobble chains. The mill was pumping water again, the troughs were full to the brim. Claude Kidman arrived with a thousand head and turned the leaders in. I thought I saw a flicker of flame where the drover's cook made can, and I listened to hear a night watch song, a night horse steady tram. Stock roots of Australia and stockmen of the past, they may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, women, they were strong. On the stock roots of Australia is where they still belong.
Claude Kidman, Bert Johnson, Les Gunn, old roads that have faded away. Ruth Stevenson, Snyder Brown, Len Simpson, men from another time, good men, first-class rovers, each one a stockman sublime.
The visions of the past soon faded, and I slept right through the night. When I awoke, the ghosts were gone, and it was broad daylight. Were those visions real? I saw those drovers that had their day. Nothing had changed, I packed up camp and continued on my way. The fences were still on the ground, the tanks and troughs still dry, with the mill still broken and useless, a silhouette against the sky. Then I realized the droving plants, drovers and their regalia, have disappeared through the midst of time, with the stock roots of Australia. Stock roots of Australia and stockmen of the past, they may have all come and gone, but the legends, they will last. Times were hard and men were tough, and women, they were strong. On the stock roots of Australia is where they still belong. Yeah, the stock roots of Australia is where they will live on. The windmill that no longer works, a broken silhouette upon the land.
Oh, there you go, listeners. What a way to end a program of Corner Country, Australian country music. Pete Smokey Dawson. What a song. Stock Roots of Australia, Visions of the Past. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed the tracks I've been playing for you this afternoon. They are all by artists that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Festival and also the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. Okay, folks, so if you're interested in checking out any of those ones, all you have to do is go onto Google. Just Google either of them and you'll find all the information you need there. Time for me to put the horse in the stable. Yeah, take the headphones off, listeners. I'm going to kick back now with a beer and a Jack and just relax in the sun. Yeah. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.